Welcome to this month's special guest interview.
This month, I'm very pleased to have Dr. Elvis Ali as my special expert guest. Dr. Ali is a licensed naturopathic doctor. He graduated with his first degree, a Bachelor of Science in Biology, in 1979, and received a doctorate in naturopathic medicine in the first full-time undergraduate class from the Canadian College of Naturopathic Medicine in 1987. Elvis has been in private practice for 20 years, specializing in Chinese medicine, sports medicine, and nutrition. In 2006, Dr. Ali completed his studies on body-mind medicine at Harvard Medical School and is a member of the Postgraduate Association at Harvard. He is currently involved in seminars, quality control, research, and development of nutritional products at Swiss Natural Sources. Dr. Ali has published many papers and written and co-authored 12 books, including Ask Dr. Elvis How to Maintain Optimum Wellness and Menopause, a Complementary Approach. Dr. Ali has also conducted lectures internationally and has appeared on a number of radio and TV shows. His mission is to educate the public, to be a spokesperson for complementary health and wellness options, and through continued research in the field of naturopathic medicine, to bring safe and non-intrusive options into the public domain. Good morning, Elvis, and thank you very much for taking the time to participate as my special expert guest on this edition of SNU.
Good morning, Corey, and thank you for having me on your show.
So I know that you're a very busy man and you're engaged in the industry. We've known each other for many, many years. We always cross paths at the trade shows, and there's always something going on that is interesting to talk about. But before we get into some of those things, I know that our listeners would like to know why you got involved in naturopathic medicine and decided to pursue a path in this area.
Well, Corey, I could answer that question from many angles, but I'll just key in some key interests that I had personally and where I am to date in 2007. Well, the first one is that I've always been interested in preventive medicine because being a young man growing up in Trinidad in the West Indies, people ate well, we exercised quite frequently, the weather was warmer, and when I came to Canada, I found that I was more indoors and actually got involved in sports. I did wrestling in high school, I actually played basketball, then I went on to university and played soccer. So there's many reasons for me from that point of view, from personally, but also a major part, and I have a lot of respect for people like yourself, Corey, because I look at you as an educator and somebody who is highly qualified in the modality that you do, be it in weight training. So I wanted to follow along those lines to actually teach, educate, and empower people who go to doctors and don't know there's a complementary or alternative approach for their health care and well-being.
So when it comes to education and with all the technology available today, what do you see as some of the best ways to get this message of power, of taking control of your health? How do we get that message out to the masses, Elvis?
Well, one of the things I will tell you, and thank you for the introduction, thank you very so much, that being the first full-time undergrad from the Canadian College of Naturopathic Medicine, people didn't know the term, Corey, 20 years ago. Just like in your field, athletes didn't know how much reps, they didn't know how to eat, they didn't know rest, they didn't even know sports psychology. So when I look upon my 20 years in this field, I'm looking at ways now to educate through my education and traveling, as you had mentioned, going to Harvard and learning the aspect of how the mind and body works as one entity. So in the layman's term, as we say, we always ascertain what causes a problem. Or if a specific athlete comes in for training, you can't put all the knowledge that you know for one sport and try to have it for that one athlete. It has to be geared individually for that specific sport. So in a short sentence, I think by myself educating and working people like yourself and your colleagues, having shows like this is probably one of the best way to educate the people who are listening out there. You know, radio and media is very powerful.
Now, I work with a lot of athletes, as you know, and a whole variety of different sports, and many of them have a purpose in mind. Training comes to mind with intensity, and their focus is to achieve a certain level of success. But when it comes to their experience with a naturopath, many of them still don't know what a naturopath is or have never been to a naturopath, yet they've got injuries. They really need to learn more about natural food and using supplements, and yet they still, through condition, go to medical doctors, have the diagnosis, and take the prescription drugs. How do we get athletes into a relationship with a naturopath, and what are the benefits of actually seeing a naturopath from an athletic point of view?
Well, the twofold thing is, number one, it comes down to how do we get a higher profile, and that's educating the public. I will tell you, number one, because of globalization, I'm also a Chinese medical doctor, so a lot of the European athletes, some of them are world-class athletes who come to my private practice, they have experienced things like acupuncture, even spinal manipulation, massage therapy. And you know, from the Finland and Sweden, a lot of them use hydrotherapy. We call it cryotherapy, which we can elaborate a little bit further into this show. But I know even herbal products. When you start educating the people about naturopathic products here, we know basically the vitamins and minerals. But even in China, the athletes, they're exposed to ginseng, and there's many different types. Even in Bulgaria, the athletes, some of the people who know the common term called puncture vine, it's called tribulus terrestris. These are all the things that increases our testosterone levels. So what are the ways we have to do, Corey, is not only to tell people that products work for certain individuals for strength, conditioning, we also have to educate people on the science. We need to have more clinical, double-blind, placebo-controlled studies to show here in Canada, in the Eastern world, that these have merits, be it acupuncture, nutrition, you know, a host of, you know, whatever herbal or vitamins they're using. They need to be educated. And I find that today now, we have more of an awareness because of globalization. As the athletes come across to Canada, they bring information, and some of them even travel with their own personal trainers. So that was a big thing. And if I may say that one of my patients informed me yesterday, Oprah had a show yesterday, and they talked about acupuncture. It was phenomenal. I think the trend now where East meets West, and for us as physicians and yourself also, Corey, when we travel, we get to also educate the people in the Eastern world what we do here in the Western world.
Now, I know that you're connected to an organization called Beyond the Next Level. I was on the site, and maybe you could tell us a little bit about that and what they're about and what they're doing.
Well, just very quickly, I will tell you that I'm the chief physician on staff, and I geared this practice, BTNL, Beyond the Next Level, that we wanted athletes wanted to have more specific routines, like we call it sports specific. And there were three things we're trying to achieve. As you know, athletes are now bigger, the athletes are stronger, athletes are faster, so you have to have that competitive edge. And the concept was developed that we wanted to teach the holistic view, body, mind, and spirit. We wanted to teach athletes how to develop and attain peak performance naturally. No drugs, pharmaceuticals. We don't have any stimulants that we use on the athletes. And we offer a gym, and we do some of the sports psychology, but we use the latest equipment specifically for strength and conditioning. And when people hear that, our listeners out there, they're thinking mainly weights. But as you know, and you're probably one of the advocates, like there's the ball exercise, you know, there's the rubbers, there's, you know, core strengthening, which you may look good physically, but the inner core, you have to have the flexibility. So we incorporated not only the gym, but we also had the clinic, because when people get injured, they want to get that recovery rate faster. So we actually have on staff, I'll just quickly mention, two gentlemen. One is Dan Nikovic. He's our sports trainer and our strength and conditioning coach. We also have a chiropractor who works with me, a chiropractor who does ART. And it's a new technique that not all doctors are qualified, and there's only a specific few. People like, that came to our clinic, Gary Roberts, when he came, like, we educated him about the ART technique, and a lot of athletes are looking for non-invasive before an athlete would come in with, you know, a sprained ankle or a frozen shoulder or rotator cuff problem, instead of giving them a cortisone shot, they go to the MDs and get that, we can complement even before they get to that stage to show them the exercises they need to strengthen the individual muscles. Or if they get injured, we can implement something like the ART technique.
Let's say that I have a gym bag and I want to carry a natural first aid kit in it.
Okay.
Let's say that I want something that I can apply to my sore shoulder or my twisted ankle at the time it happens, because isn't this a very important thing to apply the natural therapy immediately? And so let's say I twist my ankle playing soccer on the field and I've got a little first aid kit. What technique or strategy would you recommend to that athlete?
Well, as you and I were trained, Corey, the key is the proper diagnosis. That's first and foremost. By seeing somebody like yourself or myself, it's the key thing is to use, if any case of injuries, we are taught in medical school, RICE. R-I-C-E, rest, ice, compress, and elevate. But I could take it even further, Corey, for the listeners out there. We really need to understand, when we say that somebody has a muscular strain, you know, their ankle got injured, I'll quickly like to tell you from medical school, a strain occurs when and happens that an awkward movement that happens or you twist a certain part of the body, there's an inflammation. And what we see when we examine, it's swelling. We call edema, more edema than bleeding. And we differentiate muscle strains from three types. So what would I say in my little bag of things that if people were on the road and traveling, you need to have a diagnosis. Is it a strain 1, 2, or 3? If it's 3, for sure, we're going to refer to an MD. You know, you got to go to the MD and you got to, because it could be muscle function is lost in that, and you can detect palpable, you could feel that muscle tendon that's ruptured. But if it's grade 1 and 2, there's things that people take. There's something called physiotherapy, and there's many things you could use, things like TENS, trans electrical nerve stimulation. There's shortwave diathermy. If you have the acute stages, you use the cryotherapy. We use ice therapy. So walking around with a hot pack or a cold pack, it's important. Some people even work with their own assistants or trainers. They can do acupuncture. But what I tend to tell people, why wait for an injury to happen? Let's look at warming up. And most athletes, Corey, and you'll admit, they don't do a lot of stretching before or in between their reps. They don't do a lot of stretching. So we try to prevent certain injuries. But if they do and have prevalence amount of athletes having injuries now, we try to get them to take things like microlactin. It's an anti-inflammatory. Multivitamins are great. There's even a gel called MSM, glucosamine gel. So we can give people things to strengthen before, but they could also work with this when they're traveling overseas or they're going to another province, that they can actually do the hot and cold. Rest is important. They can do the physiotherapy, and they can take their supplements on a daily basis. Don't take a lot of vitamin C and vitamin E when the injury is there. We try to teach people to do preventive medicine. So they take these things with proper warm-up and rest to prevent muscular strains and sprains.
So the real strength or power of natural medicine is the knowledge that you apply to prevent or protect yourself against the potential damage or injury.
That's right. You hit the nail on the head, Corey, because when people tell me, Dr. Ali, why are you taking so much vitamin C? Our body doesn't store vitamin C. We don't make vitamin C. It's water soluble. So it's very key in one of the studies that, you know, people are looking into seeing how vitamin C and how vitamin E works. We're actually showing that vitamin C actually serves as a coenzyme. What that means for the lay people out there is a way to metabolize our glucose. When we get food in our carbohydrates, we need to convert glucose to energy. So studies have shown things like pantothenic acid, vitamin B5, as well as coenzymes and vitamin C. We need that to help to give us the energy to perform. You know, just tremendous documents, and we can talk about those studies later on if we talk about products in general.
Tracy and I use calcium ascorbate powder. We add a teaspoon to our protein shakes, and we're getting 10, 12, 14 grams a day. How much vitamin C do you take, and how do you take it?
Okay, and that's a very good question, Corey, because everybody is an individual. I remember in 1992, I did a PhD to show how stress affects nitrogen balance. And if people weren't getting enough protein, and they had a lot of stress, they would break it down. So for me individually, like yourself, Corey, we are all over the map. We are committed to doing books and educating the public. So our stress levels may be a little bit more. So the average, according to the recommended daily allowances, the recommended daily intakes, depends where you are in the country, RDI or RDA, the government only suggests that we take about 85 milligrams. Myself, personally, anybody who studies and knows the two-time Nobel Peace Prize winner, Dr. Linus Pauling, people should be taking at least 3,000 milligrams a day. If you're very active in sport, that is the minimum. And your bowel tolerance will let you know, and working with somebody like yourself, somebody who's an educator in the sports medicine realm, you'll know that the add or delete depends on, you know, your bowel tolerance. And I'm glad you mentioned you and Tracy use a lot of calcium ascorbate, because when we see people with a lot of junk food, they're more prone to injuries, there's higher risk of osteoporosis, higher risk of arthritis, and people forget about even taking calcium and magnesium supplements. So, I mean, there's tremendous studies now that we could say, as opposed to maybe 30 years ago, Corey, that we could substantiate why we need to take supplements.
That's true. Very well said. And the strength of the science is now on our side, and there's just so much to pull from it. It gives us a lot more security. At least it does for me. It makes me feel more confident when I'm talking to people.
That's right, Corey. And you'll have to understand, nothing is new in the world today in regards to supplementation. We just have the collaboration. And by shows, as I mentioned, that people are exposing people to naturopathic medicine, that we are actually getting more funds to be involved in doing double-blind clinical research. I know that a lot of the pharmaceutical drugs in one of my books I wrote, that a lot of that actually came from medicinal plants. We now actually can make it in a lab. But there are certain side effects because it's not naturally sourced. So, you know, I believe in prevention, but absolutely if somebody has a major fracture, absolutely we're going to be calling 911 and taking that person to the hospital.
Now, have you seen the new food guide that Health Canada recently released? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, for people like yourself, Corey, and myself, we have tremendous hours for the listeners out there, thousands of hours we have spent. The food guide is just a skeletal example. It is included more of what we should be eating. Now we hear things like omega-3 fatty acids, high source that we can get it from salmon, flaxseed, you know, a lot of fish that you probably, I mean, a lot of people don't eat a lot of fish here in North America, but we are aware now if we don't eat those, we can get it from food sources. I think the food guide is much, much better than what it was before, but still has a long way to go to teach people the whole thing about, you know, complete good dietary habits. But it's much better now, I must say.
I agree. I did see improvements, but you know, I still saw that big, ugly M word, that margarine.
Yes.
On that table, they actually list it, and I just can't buy into that, you know, like with all the data, all the research. So they still obviously haven't cut the strings with the food corporations.
And it's going to take some time and more shows like this that we're doing and having special guests that you have. It's just a matter of us working synergistically with the medical complementary allopathic field.
You'd make a great politician, Elvis. Very diplomatic. Well, now here's a good question for you.
Okay.
I've been asked this as well. If optimum nutrition is so important, like how we say it is, and eating organic, whole, fresh food and taking vitamins is the way to go, then why is it that the world's greatest athletes who have the highest standards of performance, who win the gold medals, they're sitting there in the Olympic Village eating French fries, and I've seen them myself. You know, we know that hockey players go to McDonald's. We know that these great athletes, many of them, are not involved to the degree possible in the whole food paradigm. So when someone criticizes us, what do you say to them? Say, look at these athletes. See how great they are? Well, they're not eating all this health food, so obviously it's not that important. What is your response to that?
Corey, you've just opened up a whole ball of wax here. This is a very controversial topic. I mean, there's certain accusations that the athletes, I mean, you had mentioned the ones with the gold medals. There are a lot of athletes today who have, by no choice, have to take prohibited substances. And this is not anything condoning, like I mean, for athletes out there, but it's my duty that when an athlete, for example, I'll use personally, playing as a linebacker for United States high, what we call college, they're told either you take this or you don't compete on the football field. So number one, we have to tell the athletes, you could take substances and you can have your peak performance in, but Corey, I have followed hockey, I've trained a lot of hockey players, and in the old days, hockey players didn't have as much osteoporosis. So they didn't rupture certain muscles. They didn't have that long time to recover. I wasn't in the practice, but I've heard that these athletes were able to last a long time. The average time for an athlete, NFL, football player, some maybe 4 years, maximum maybe 7 years. In hockey, we don't see the old Gordie Howes anymore where they're over 30 years. I mean, there were injuries, but their recovery and their speed that they have maybe slowed down, but they were able to still function. And I find now because of all the substances that's prohibited, a lot of the people, the junk foods, there's more arthritis. There's more athletes that we pay high amounts of money, but they're injured. Most of them are on injured reserve. Most of them take a long time to come back. So if they had a proper nutrition, if they had somebody to help to teach them what they have to prevent and to exercise and what the daily routine of diet, exercise, massage or physio to get that muscle, to get that ligament, to get that joint in peak shape, I don't think that we would be debating, like, I mean, why do we have to take certain, the S word, you know, why do athletes who perform take it, and then after that, they balloon up, and then after they stop, I've seen more impotence, I've seen more males with aggression, and you could actually see, and you could just tell by, you know, their language, their physical language, the body exudes from their bodies, and the way they speak, you know that something's wrong. So this is a very, like I mentioned, a very controversial topic that if athletes were to just follow proper eating habits and they were able to make sure that they used non-enhancing drugs, I think athletes would not, the span of an athlete would not be like 3 or 5 years in some sports. It can be maybe 2 decades. That's the old days. Today I know that sport is faster in any sport you look at. A lot of people want that, like I said, they want speed, they want the endurance, the hockey players are bigger, stronger, any world-class athletes, they're very fast. But I look at the point of view that what I can contribute is, number one, is to educate them, and even if they do eat, and I'm a naturopath, Corey, I'm not going to say that stop everything, but I'm going to say that when you're at your peak performance in a competition and you want to maintain that, please avoid these foods and do complementary. So for every food that we see, I'm not going to recommend things like, you know, things high in sugar. I'm not going to advocate things that are high in phosphorus and that leaches out the calcium, like certain types of, you know, drinks like Coke, Pop, or whatever it may be. I'm just going to educate them that that's great for a limited time, but when you're in peak performance, try to avoid it and use natural approaches. There's juices, there's carrot juice, I mean, there's green drinks. You and I know Sam Gracie formulated Greens Plus. I mean, at Swiss Herbal, there's Green Power. There's everybody that has a green supplement that you could use. A lot of people also look at water intake, but they don't take it. They forget. So we always have to constantly tell the athletes, hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Look at muscle cramps. So many athletes playing soccer, we call it football in Europe, that have cramps. Are they hydrated? Most of them don't. So just simple things we can tell them to avoid. But if somebody has a lot of proneness to injuries, we just have to take them in, do a complete history, make sure we do a thorough physical exam, an orthopedic exam, and educate them. You know what? If you have a muscle that's being pulled a lot, like the groin, stop. Take time. Heal, rest it, and then go on. Don't take something that would mask it and cover it up, and you go out there, and actually you can make it into like a strain one. You could actually make a third strain, you know. So it's a very controversial topic, and it's just too much controversy that when you're young, you can go ahead. But what is the quality? And that's what we're all about. In your, you know, work with athletes and my work, we want to have longevity, and we also want to have the quality in an athlete's life.
Well, that's why our motto here is pursue health and performance will follow. And most athletes have it backwards. They pursue performance, and then they lose health. because health is not in their innermost mind's eye and consciousness.
Yes.
So what you're saying is that these athletes are so focused on performance that they'll take the drugs and they'll even compromise their own physical bodies to try and win. And of course, there's a whole psychology that drives that, and it's maybe tied into society. But what you're saying is that if you really understood the long-term benefits and the dark side of sport, you would know that your life as an athlete, maybe competitive pro athlete, is going to be very short, but your remaining portion of life is going to be much longer. But you could live in an inflamed, damaged state, and that's not worth it.
No, and you hit the nail on the head when you said there's a lot of athletes, Corey, who use illegal drugs. And I think, look at somebody like yourself, world class, you know, you've done sports, bodybuilding, and you're still able to function, to walk, to educate. A lot of athletes today, when they finish, maybe after an average of 7 years, they're crippled, Corey. Some of them can't walk. Some people have their knees operated on like maybe a dozen times. I mean, it's a whole can of worms there, you know. It's unfortunate. This is why I think one of my goals and objectives, like yourself, is to get out there in front of media, write articles, write books, and teach and educate people. There's always two sides.
Yeah, that's very true. Now, before we run out of time, I just want to mention the fact that I have read many of your books, and thank you very much for putting your mind into print, and it's fascinating material. It's something that I think everyone should have in their library. One of your books called The All-in-One Guide to Natural Remedies and Supplements, I was leafing through that the other day, and in one of the chapters you mentioned that we should not consume chlorinated tap water. Now, you watch athletes, people in the gym, they go to the tap and they drink that. They don't bring their own water bottle. Why shouldn't they be drinking that chlorinated water?
Well, a little bit is okay, like I said, but I'll give you just the hardcore facts. If you drink a lot of chlorine or anything in excessive, could be anything, even good, anything in excessive will have negative side effects. One of the most common things that we see in our medical practice, there could be people with skin irritation. There's also chlorine is a potentially toxic chemical, just like fluorides. And when people take the chlorinated water or things that have fluorides or have been chlorinated, it puts a lot of stresses on the body. And even studies are actually even showing now, Corey, that people have high rates of fluorides and chlorinated water. It may be possibly causing some type of cancers. And guess what? We know from facts and studies, if people use unnatural fluorides, it could lead to dental decay, teeth problems, as well as some type of cancer, which actually results in loss of bone density over time with a lot of the fluorides, and would lead to things like osteoporosis and osteomalacia, the weakening of bones and the porousness of bones. So all these things and chemicals, what we try to do to supplement is try to teach them for individual athletes, for a hockey, football, a golfer, a soccer, you know, a bodybuilder. You have to make sure in general to make sure you have proper fluid intake, preferably that it's reverse osmosis or, you know, a filtered type of water. You have a good rest and a balanced diet. Those are the one ways, and then you work with your personal trainer and they can take you to the next level.
So when you say hydrate, what you're talking about is using clean, pure water.
Yeah, or juices too.
Or our fresh juices, and you mentioned freshly squeezed juices and carrot juice and things like that.
Yes.
You know, that's a practice that we have made part of our ritual almost like in the morning every day, because we learned that raw juices, you know, not only hydrate but alkalize the blood and help buffer the acid produced in athletic training.
I'm glad you said that, Corey, alkalize, because in this society we're too acidic. A lot of milk, a lot of soft drinks acidified the body in high meats. If you're training to be an athlete, I mean, you have to have a balance of your protein and carbohydrates and fats. And before I forget, a lot of people need to take minerals. So taking a multivitamin with B's and C's is great, but you need zinc, you need iron, you need calcium, you need magnesium. These are very key things we need, because the overall thing we need is performance, and we need to keep up your energy. Because basically physical exercise increases our energy expenditure. Therefore, the caloric intake has to be required, and you have to sit down and work with somebody to get the proper protein supplementation if you're doing bodybuilding, for example.
Right on. Well, Elvis, our time is gone. I mean, what a great interview that was. It's great speaking with you, and you're just like a loaded gun.
Well, thank you very much, Corey. It's been a great pleasure working with you and seeing you, and I hope God bless us all that we continue to strive towards naturopathic medicine wherein body's body and mind is one.
That's a wonderful testament. Now, do you have a website that our listeners can visit to learn about you and your books and your services?
Yeah, it's www.beyondthenextlevel.com.
Beyondthenextlevel.com. So everybody out there, have a look at that, and you can learn more about Dr. Elvis. Dr. Elvis Ali is a licensed naturopathic doctor. He has been active in spreading the good word internationally about naturopathic medicine and is a great testimony to the paradigm that he promotes. And I can tell you that this man is true to the spirit of naturopathic medicine. He's a pleasant, good-spirited individual who you really like to be around because he leaves you with a great energy. Dr. Elvis Ali, we really thank you.
It was my pleasure, Corey. Thank you very much.
We hope you've enjoyed the topics discussed and our special guest interview on this edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU is produced monthly and is distributed internationally by the Corey Hawley Institute. To learn how you can subscribe to this unique and motivational audio program, please visit CoreyHawley.com or call us toll-free in the U.S. and Canada at 1-866-433-1595. That's 1-866-433-1595. This is Scott Barrett, wishing you the very best of health and fitness for life.
Representing lifestyle, new way of life. Listen, it's SNU, sing along, it's true. Yo, coming through straight, Malik with Sports Nutrition Update. Prolong your life, live long, stay strong, for it won't be long till your time is gone. So I sing this song to pass on wisdom. Hit us up at CoreyHawley.com. Love your life, live right, things will be alright. Knowledge is key, just follow our lead. You'll see a change in heart and health, which leads to wealth and higher self-esteem. Follow your dreams and see. Follow your dreams and see.